Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Does Mormonism offer the miracle of forgiveness? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is my colleague, Eric Johnson. And today, Eric, we're going to be discussing a book, a very controversial book, written by Spencer W. Kimball, the 12th president of the Mormon Church, called The Miracle of Forgiveness. This book was first published in 1969 by Bookcraft. At the time Kimball wrote the book, he was serving as an apostle in the LDS Church, and some Mormons have made that a criticism. They've said, well, he was just an apostle at that time. And again, my counter to that argument is, well, if the LDS Church is really a restoration of the way things were done in the original church, as they claim, then why should his title of mere apostle be a hindrance, since that's what Paul was when he wrote 1 Corinthians, and also Peter was an apostle, and we accept his book and his books, and so I don't know why that is really a big problem.
I think that's a good point, Bill. I mean, an apostle has a general authority status, sure. And the people who are criticizing, I guess we have to also ask, what's your status in the church?
Yeah, who are you and your priesthood authority, who are you to criticize someone who was an apostle of the church? But besides him being an apostle when he wrote that, this book was reprinted while he was the president of the church, and it was reprinted without any corrections. And so I would have to assume that Kimball concurred with what was in the book. I heard somewhere that he had some regrets later on in life, I think more towards how blunt he was on some of his comments, but he, as far as I know, never retracted any of the statements he made as far as what was necessary for an LDS member to actually gain forgiveness. Now, if you were to go to the LDS Church History Museum across the street from Temple Square, go up to the second floor, because up there they have this Hall of the Presidents. I don't know if I'm calling it exactly right, but they do have all these various displays from the many presidents of the Mormon Church, from Joseph Smith to Thomas Monson. And in each of the section where they have one of the presidents highlighted, they kind of show a hallmark or a highlight of their administration. Go over to the section that features Spencer W. Kimball, and you will find that it has a copy of The Miracle of Forgiveness under glass. And there is a sign next to it that says, Spencer W. Kimball authored this thorough explanation of the consequences of sin and the possibilities of forgiveness through Christ's atonement.
You know, in the Deseret Book website, Bill, it says this: during his earthly ministry, Jesus performed many miracles, including healing numerous diseased and disabled bodies. But perhaps his greatest miracle was the healing of people's souls, the forgiveness of sin. Jesus offers us that same miracle on the same terms: sincere repentance. In The Miracle of Forgiveness, President Spencer W. Kimball gives a penetrating explanation of repentance and forgiveness and clarifies their implications for church members.
And not only that, but back in 2004, in the March 2004 catalog, Deseret Book, and we should remind our listeners, Deseret Book is owned by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It had this to say. It said, it actually called The Miracle of Forgiveness a penetrating explanation of repentance and forgiveness that is illuminated with a bright hope for those who are searching for peace and security. It is a landmark work that has spoken with authority and insight for 35 years, bringing to bear President Spencer W. Kimball's rich experience and the inspiration of his calling.
And the following year, 2005, the Family Source Catalog said this under the book Miracle of Forgiveness: This book declares the seriousness of sin and the need for sincere repentance. It celebrates the redeeming power of the Savior to transform lives through his atonement.
Now, a Mormon could easily say, yeah, but that's Deseret Book, and they're just trying to make a dollar. Okay, fine. If you want to go with that, that's fine, even though it is owned by the LDS Church. But what do you do when this book is one of the few books written by a general authority in the Mormon Church that has actually been recommended reading in general conference messages? On at least two occasions, we know of LDS apostles that have recommended to the membership that they read The Miracle of Forgiveness. For instance, as recent as October General Conference in 2004, Mormon Apostle Richard G. Scott, in a talk he gave called Peace of Conscience and Peace of Mind, and this is found in the November 2004 edition of Ensign, page 16, Richard Scott said, "When needed, full repentance will require action on your part. If you are not familiar with the classic steps to repentance, such as confession and abandonment of sin, restitution, obedience, and seeking forgiveness, talk to a bishop or study a source such as President Spencer W. Kimball's masterly work, The Miracle of Forgiveness."
That sounds pretty authoritative when it's coming from an apostle who's...
Speaking in general conference.
And here's another one. Richard L. Evans, in April 1970 conference reports, page 16, he said in a general conference, "Many of you would be familiar with President Spencer Kimball's wonderful work on The Miracle of Forgiveness. I witness to you that God is a loving Father who will forgive and help us find peace and self-respect as we repent and show our sincerity by the lives we live. And there is nothing He asks of us that we cannot do. There is no requirement we cannot keep if we are willing, if we want to. Repentance is a miracle if it is sincere."
And of course, we know in talking with Latter-day Saints, it's that kind of language that causes them a lot of concern. And I don't blame it. Blame him for being that way. I remember talking to a sister missionary on Temple Square one time, and I was mentioning Spencer Kimball's book. And I asked, I was basically just talking to her about it. And she had said she had read the book. And so I asked her, "Well, what did you think of it?" She said, "Well, that book scared me to death," which of course proved to me that she actually did read it.
And that's usually the reaction we get. Usually they always will say, "A tough book, a very deep book." You get those kinds of comments if they really have read it sincerely.
Yeah, some have actually hinted that there's no grace to it. And if this is really a book on how we're supposed to receive repentance or receive forgiveness, and they are drawing the conclusion that it really doesn't give a feeling of any grace being involved, then how in the world is a Latter-day Saint supposed to really feel that they have this forgiveness that they are hopefully seeking? But when Richard L. Evans talks about it this way, he says, "And there is nothing he asks of us that we cannot do." Folks, if you've ever read this book, you're going to find he asks some things in this book that there's no way any human is doing this. And I'll guarantee you, Spencer Kimball didn't even do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is almost like a classic textbook example of what Jesus had to face when he was talking to the Pharisees of his day, where he chides them, rebukes them for putting upon the people requirements that they themselves weren't even going to live up to. And if Kimball was alive today, I would love to ask him in a crowded room, "Were you actually doing the things that you wrote in your book? Because, boy, those are some pretty high standards." And I don't think he did. Going on, we find that 70 Bruce Hafen, and Bruce Hafen actually still serves as a 70 in the LDS Church, but in the international LDS magazine called the Liahona, he said this. He says, "Some of us make repentance too easy and others make it too hard. Those who make it too easy don't see any big sins in their lives, or they believe that breezy apologies alone are enough. These people should read President Spencer W. Kimball's The Miracle of Forgiveness, which reviews many sins of both commission and omission. And while forgiveness is a miracle, it is not one without penitent and strenuous effort." That's quite a statement, because he is trying to give the impression that if we believe in a concept of grace, as we as evangelicals believe in, that we somehow make it too easy. No, that's not true, Mr. Hafen, because we do see that our salvation, our forgiveness, was bought at an extremely high price. It was bought at the blood of Jesus Christ himself, so we don't take that lightly. And I would imagine that a real Christian, a sincere Christian who understands what the gospel is not going to flippantly, you know, take that forgiveness lightly. I know you don't, Eric. I know I don't. We take that as very serious. And of course, you know, we know many Christians that take that very serious.
Well, Bill, we've given three different apostles here who have had great comments about this, but I think we need to talk about the Ensign magazine of September 1988, because this magazine very important, because this is the current president at that time.
Right, Ezra Taft Benson.
Ezra Taft Benson says something, and I think you ought to read. You have that copy of the Ensign, and
I
tell
have
us
it
a little bit about
this,
that.
This is, as you have said, this is the September 1988 issue of the Ensign magazine. This is the Messages of the First Presidency, which is near the front of the magazine.
And that's a pretty important statement right there.
It
is. If it's a message from the First Presidency, those are the top three leaders of this church, the prophet and his two counselors.
Okay, this is what Ezra Taft Benson writes. He says, "For the Holy Ghost to be fully operative in our lives, we must keep our channels clear of sin. The clearer our channels, the easier it is for us to receive God's message. And the more of his promptings we receive and follow, the greater will be our joy. If our channels are not clear, then we may think we have received inspiration on a matter when it is really promptings from the devil. In clearing our channels and keeping them clear, we would admonish all of you to read and reread President Spencer W. Kimball's book, The Miracle of Forgiveness. The sooner you can read it, the greater blessing it will be for you." And that is found on page 6.
You can't get bigger testimony of a book than that.
But yet, how many times have I heard on the streets, and you and I, Eric, both, we carry a copy of The Miracle of Forgiveness, especially when we go down to Manti for the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
It's a great witnessing book.
We bring that out, and we ask Mormons, how do you explain these things that he is saying in this book? Are you living up to these standards that he explains in these books? And many times, the Mormons are very uneasy about this, because they know, if they're honest, that they're really not. You even talked to Spencer Kimball's grandson, didn't you?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly who it was, but we had a discussion on that. And he acknowledged some of the things. He said I was taking things out of its context, mm-hmm. but then I asked him how, and he wasn't able to give me a clear answer. But he was very familiar with the book, because it was his relative who wrote it.
Right. And when you look at what the book actually says, it's very hard to say that we are taking these things out of context. But what we are planning on doing in the next few days is to look at what exactly it says in The Miracle of Forgiveness. And hopefully you will see why, as a Bible-believing Christian, we should have some very serious concerns regarding what it teaches.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wondered where you can go in Utah to look at the largest inventory of Christian books addressing the Mormon religion? Well, the answer is the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City, located at 1358 South and West Temple, just across the street from Spring Mobile Ballpark. Sandra Tanner and her staff will assist you in finding a resource that will help meet your study needs. Now, the store also carries dozens of books that she and her husband Gerald have written over the past 5 decades. This includes Mormonism, Shadow or Reality. And if you have questions, there is always someone behind the desk who would be happy to speak with you. If you want to go deeper into any issue related to Mormonism, we invite you to visit the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, once again located right there at 1358 South and West Temple. We look forward to seeing you soon.